Welcome to Side 7 of the Silva Method. As you listen to this side, you'll want to have a pencil and paper handy in addition to your Silva Method progress guide. During the conditioning exercises you've done in preceding lessons, you've heard the term genius defined as a person who uses more of his or her mind and uses it in a special way. On this side, we'll explore that definition more closely. We'll explain how, using Silva Method techniques, you can quickly acquire a foolproof memory, the ability to learn quickly, and other qualities associated with genius mentality. Here's Dr. Bob Stone.
When you hear the word intelligence, what do you understand it to mean? Undoubtedly, the meaning of intelligence changes with the context in which the word is used. Sometimes intelligence means an ability to do easily some mental activity that most people consider difficult, like advanced mathematics. In another context, intelligence can mean simply good judgment or common sense. But one thing is certain about how most of us think of intelligence. We think it's a fixed characteristic. You either have it or you don't. Or rather, you've got a certain amount of it, and with little leeway, that's all you're going to get. It's like your height. If you're 5'10", there's nothing you can do that'll make you 6'3", is there? At least I haven't heard of it. Now, just for fun, contrast this with how we think about another personal characteristic that's often almost as visible as height. I'm referring to wealth, to money. In America, we're rightly proud of the fact that a person can start out poor and get rich, even very late in life. Or a person can start out rich and lose all his money, and then get it back again. There are people who have gone through the complete cycle of boom and bust several times. We're very flexible about wealth. We think all sorts of things can happen, which, as a matter of fact, is not the way wealth is thought of in many other parts of the world. With intelligence, though, it's a whole different story. You don't hear about a person who was simple-minded into middle age and then became very intelligent. And you certainly don't hear about someone of high intelligence suddenly losing it, living for a number of years as a stupid person and finally becoming intelligent again. That's why I say that we think of intelligence as a fixed, unwavering characteristic. And one of the main reasons we think of it that way is because of our belief in intelligence tests, IQ tests, SAT tests, and on it goes. For the creators of various intelligence tests, it has always been a bragging point that you can't greatly change your score by studying or by getting outside coaching. According to them, you've got a certain level of intellectual ability, you're stuck with it, and good luck to you. Now, the whole belief system of the Silva Method in regard to intelligence is totally opposed to that fixed view of intelligence as symbolized by IQ scores. Our thinking is as follows. Your brain has virtually unlimited intellectual capacity. Up to this point in your life, you've learned to use a certain fraction of that capacity, probably a very small fraction, but the most important point is you can begin to use much more of your brain power, and you can start doing it very quickly. Which gets back to our definition of a genius. Remember, according to Jose Silva, a genius is someone who uses more of his or her mind. A genius is not someone who's very intelligent, because we're all very intelligent. We are all infinitely intelligent, in fact. In helping you to become more like a genius, our focus right now will be on developing your memory. There are several reasons for this. First, having a powerful memory is an extremely useful ability. You can use it every day to make your life easier. And, if you choose, you can even use it to astound your friends at parties. But the main thing is, it's practical. If you have to know a telephone number, and you don't have a pencil for writing it down, now you'll be able to remember it. The second reason for focusing on your memory is that a good memory is a traditional measure of intelligence, and one that most of us still believe in to a great extent. 200 years ago, around the time of the American Revolution, people viewed having a good memory the way we today think of being able to do higher mathematics. If you can do it, if you could read 6 pages of Latin poetry and then recite it, you were very intelligent. And there were quite a few people who could do that. In any case, we still believe in memory as an indicator of intellectual power. Therefore, when you see how much and how quickly you can improve your memory just by practicing some simple techniques, your eyes will be open to how intelligent you really are once you really start using your brain. The third reason we'll be working on your memory is that the technique you'll learn, which involves visualization, is not only effective in itself, but is also excellent practice for all the right brain functions you're acquiring in the Silva method. So, every time you practice the memory techniques, you'll also be strengthening your ability for all the methods you're learning in this program. Above all, keep at it. Practice makes you better and better. Do you think you have a bad memory? Well, there's a story about Albert Einstein, whose name, of course, is virtually synonymous with genius, that took place when he was associated with the Institute for Advanced Study at Princeton. One day he was walking near his house when he met one of his students. They stood there and talked for a little while, and then Einstein's student started off on his way again. But Einstein just stood there, sort of staring off into the middle distance. The student turned, saw this, and was a little worried. He said, "Professor Einstein, is there something the matter?" And Einstein said, "When you just met me here a minute ago, was I heading toward my house or away from my house?" The student said, "Why, you were headed away from your house." So all of a sudden, Einstein gave him a big smile and said, "Aha, that means I must have already had my lunch." All right, as we begin our work with your memory, it should come as no surprise that you'll need to use your imagination. Let's pretend that you're the owner of 10 hardware stores, and each one needs to be restocked with a different item. How long would it take you to memorize those requirements? Of course, you could write them down. But sometimes in business, you do need to keep things in your head, so let's see how quickly you can do it. As an experiment, try making a list of 10 hardware items, lettered A through J. Then note the time and memorize the list. Stop timing yourself only when you've been able to name all the letters and hardware items correctly. For most people, memorizing this way is strictly a left-brain activity and takes about 10 minutes. So do it now. Now let's see what happens when you turn it into a right-brain-dominated activity by visualizing. Look at your list of items, lettered A through J. Now imagine that each letter stands for an animal. A for ant, B for buffalo, C for cat, and so on. If the hardware item you had listed beside A was tape, visualize an ant stuck to a piece of tape. If your item beside B was light bulbs, imagine a buffalo reading by the light of a light bulb. Make your visualizations as cartoonish and unique as you can, and mentally create one for each of your 10 items. When I say go, turn off your cassette player and again time yourself as you memorize the list. But now you won't be memorizing in the conventional sense. You'll simply be making 10 mental pictures. You'll be making a picture in your mind that uses tape and ants. Next, you'll create a picture that connects light bulbs with buffalo. Any picture that vividly and physically connects the hardware item with any animal that starts with the appropriate letter is fine. The important thing is that you really create the picture. Saying an ant stuck in tape is not a visualization, it's just a string of words. You must not use words. You must stop and make a clear mental picture. You must really see it happening. Take your time. Have you made your list? Turn off your cassette player when I say go, then time yourself as you make 10 pictures. In 3 seconds, I will say go. 1, 2, 3, go. Now cover up your list so that you can see only the letters A through J. Visualize ants. What are they doing? Next, visualize a buffalo. What object is with the buffalo? As you recite the items you need to remember, you will probably be correct the first time around. For most people, the elapsed time to learn the 10 items using the right brain visualization method is about 1 minute. compared to 10 minutes with left-brain thinking. In the progress guide that accompanies this program, you'll find a list of memory pegs that is even more flexible and comprehensive than the alphabet-based method we just used. The memory pegs are derived from a system created by Dr. Bruno First, which Jose Silva found to be extremely effective. Your guide explains how to use the memory pegs. Once again, you'll probably want to turn off your cassette player and take some time to go over the printed material. When you turn your machine back on, Laura Silva will take you through a conditioning exercise to program the material you've learned into your mental computer. Then I'll be back and we'll see how well the system has worked for you.
We will start this exercise with the 3-2-1 method. Find a comfortable position. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize the number 3 times. Take another deep breath. And while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize the number 2 times. Take another deep breath, and while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize the number 1 times. You are now at level 1. The basic plane level that you are learning to use for a purpose, any purpose you desire. To help you enter a deeper, healthier level of mind, I am going to count from 10 to 1. On each descending number, you will feel yourself going deeper, and you will enter a deeper, healthier level of mind. 10, 9, feel going deeper. 8, 7, 6, deeper and deeper. 5, 4, 3, deeper and deeper. 2, 1. You are now at a deeper, healthier level of mind, deeper than before. Take a few moments now to visualize some peaceful scene that you have witnessed. Relax. Take a deep breath, and as you exhale, relax and go deeper. We will now impress and program for your benefit several memory pegs to be used in the improvement of memory and clairvoyance. The practice of projecting the pictures of the memory pegs on your mental screen will help you to develop the faculties of visualization and imagination, leading to superior clairvoyance. We will program the 10 standard, most often used memory pegs. Number 1, the letter T, the peg word T. Project a strong picture of a glass of tea on your mental screen. Number 2, the letter N, the peg word Noah. Project a strong picture of a man with a long white beard on your mental screen. Number 3, the letter M, the peg word may. Project a strong picture of a calendar on your mental screen. Number 4. The letter R. The peg word, ray. Mental picture, sun rays. Number 5. The letter L. The peg word, law. Mental picture, a policeman. Number 6. The letter J. The peg word, jaw. Mental picture, a shark. Number 7. The letter K. The peg word, key. Mental picture, a large gold key. Number 8. The letter F. The peg word, fee. Mental picture, a price tag of $8 million. Number 9. The letter B. The peg word, bay. Mental picture, land and water. Number 10. The letters T and S. The peg word, toes. Mental picture, 10 toes. We will now impress the 10 objects to be remembered. Peg number 1 is T. Project a vivid image of a glass of tea on your mental screen. The object to be remembered is a clock. Now associate a clock with a glass of tea in some strange, humorous, or attention-getting way. Peg number 2 is Noah, a man with a long, white beard. The second object to be remembered is a hammer. Project a vivid image of Noah associated with a hammer. Peg number 3 is May, a calendar. The object is a carton of milk. Project a mental image of the calendar and the milk. Peg number 4 is ray, a ray of sunlight. The object is a bicycle. Project a picture. Peg number 5 is law, a policeman. The object is a loaf of bread. Project a picture. Peg number 6 is jaw, a shark. The object is a pair of shoes. Project a picture. Peg number 7 is key. A large gold key. The object is a frying pan. Project a picture. Peg number 8 is a price tag of $8 million. The object, a hairbrush. Peg number 9 is bay, land and water. The object is a table lamp. Peg number 10 is 10 toes. The object is a banana. You have now impressed and programmed memory pegs for your benefit. You may use them for the improvement of visualization, imagination, clairvoyance, and memory. Every time you function at these levels of the mind, you will receive beneficial effects physically and mentally. You may use these levels of the mind to help yourself physically and mentally. You may use these levels of the mind to help your loved ones physically and mentally. You may use these levels of the mind to help any human being who needs help physically and mentally. You will never use these levels of the mind to harm any human being. If this be your intention, you will not be able to function at these levels of the mind. You will always use these levels of the mind in a constructive, creative manner for all that is good, honest, pure, clean, and positive, and this is so. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And cause a sound with my fingers. At that moment, you will open your eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before. You will have no ill effects whatsoever in your head, no headache, no ill effects whatsoever in your hearing, no buzzing in your ears. No ill effects whatsoever in your vision and eyesight. Vision, eyesight, and hearing improve every time you function at these levels of the mind. 1, 2, coming out slowly now. 3, at the count of 5, you will open your eyes. Feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before, feeling the way you feel when you have slept the right amount of revitalizing, refreshing, relaxing, healthy sleep. 4, 5, eyes open, wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before.
If you conscientiously created 10 mental pictures and projected them on your mental screen, you have memorized the objects. To see how well you did, say the name of the object as I give you the 10 memory pegs in sequence. Write down the objects as they come to mind with each picture. Then compare your list with the answers in your progress guide. First, a glass of tea. Second, Noah. Third, May. Fourth, Ray. Fifth, law. Sixth, jaw. Seventh, key. Eighth, price tag of $8 million. Ninth, bay. 10th, 10 toes. If you made 10 pictures, you got 10 right. That's because you used both sides of your brain in creating the 10 images. Remember, learning the memory pegs, seeing a mental picture of each one, is something you can practice whenever you like. The more you practice, the stronger your imaging abilities will become. You'll be able to use all the Silver techniques more effectively as a result. As you'll recall, we've already programmed the three fingers technique on side 4. I consider the three fingers technique to be the world's simplest yet most effective speed learning device. We programmed it to help you recall written material. But together with the memory pegs, the three fingers technique can be used when you're engaged in virtually any sort of memory work. If you're taking a written test, for example, and you suddenly draw a blank, put your three fingers together and the answer will come. If not, close your eyes, turn them slightly upward, visualize your teacher, and ask for the answer. Then open your eyes and try again to answer the question. The answer that comes to you will be your professor's. You can even program an expert, maybe even the professor of the course you're taking, to be sitting beside you in the test, ready to help you with the answers. To do this, use the same visualization and imagination techniques you learned inside 5 for bringing an expert consultant into a business meeting. Another aspect of test-taking that gives people difficulty is the sense of time pressure. This, of course, is also a problem with putting together presentations, reading reports, or anything that you have to get done by a deadline. I remember when I was in college taking exams, I used to put my watch on the desk beside my paper. I would look at it as I wrote, and I could have sworn that the theory of relativity was somehow asserting itself, that time had speeded up. If reading or writing or trying to meet a deadline makes you tense, there's a simple, logical remedy. Relax. This is important, because tense situations consume more time per unit of accomplishment than do relaxed situations. If you react stressfully to a deadline or time limit, your stress interferes with your mental or physical skills. You take more time than you do normally. So the best thing to do when you're under time pressure is to take a minute or two and use the 3-to-1 method to enter your level. While at your level, visualize some passive scene. Then end your session in the usual way. You have not lost or wasted that minute or two. You've gained, because you have diffused your stress. Here's Laura.
You have already acquired a valuable tool for learning. On side 4, we programmed the three fingers technique. We programmed that every time you put together the thumb and the first 2 fingers of either hand, your mind functions at a deeper level of awareness. Now we'll do an exercise to reinforce the three fingers for a special aspect of deeper awareness, namely stronger programming. Stronger programming means creating a more vivid memory for written material you study or lectures you listen to. We will start this exercise with the 3-to-1 method. Find a comfortable position. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize the number 3 3 times. Take another deep breath, and while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize the number 2 3 times. Take another deep breath, and while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize the number 1 3 times. You are now at level 1, the basic plane level that you are learning to use for a purpose, any purpose you desire. We will now impress information for your benefit, programming the 3 fingers technique. By bringing together the tips of the first 2 fingers and thumb of either hand, your mind adjusts to a deeper level of awareness for stronger programming. Stronger programming of information results in easier recall, producing a better memory. To read a lesson, enter level 1 with the 3-2-1 method. Tell yourself mentally that you are going to count from 1 to 3, and at the count of 3, you will open your eyes and read the material. Mention the title and the subject of the material. Add, noises will not distract me, but will help me to concentrate. I will have superior concentration and understanding. Count from 1 to 3, open your eyes, and read the material. When you have read the material, once again, enter level 1 with the 3-2-1 method. Tell yourself mentally, I will recall the material I have just read anytime in the future with the use of the 3 fingers technique. To hear a lecture, enter level 1 with the 3-2-1 method. And tell yourself mentally that you are going to hear a lecture. Mention the title and the speaker's name. Tell yourself that you are going to use the 3 fingers technique. Keep your eyes open during the lecture. Tell yourself that noises will not distract you, but will help you to concentrate, that you will have superior concentration and understanding, and that you will recall the lecture anytime in the future with the use of the 3 fingers technique. In a moment, I am going to count from 1 to 5 and cause a sound with my fingers. At that moment, you will open your eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before. 1, 2, coming out slowly now. 3, at the count of 5, you will open your eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before. Feeling the way you feel when you have slept the right amount of revitalizing, refreshing, relaxing, healthy sleep. 4, 5. Eyes open, wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before.
By practicing and using what you've just learned, you really are becoming more like a genius, using more of your mind and using it in a special way. The benefits of this go far beyond any specific problem you might be working on. As you become more confident in your intellectual abilities, you'll experience a dramatic rise in your sense of self-reliance and self-esteem. Proof of this was obtained in a test of the Silva Method in a county of Western Michigan. 41 adults participated in the test, and when it began, all of them were receiving public assistance. The real common denominator of the group was low self-esteem. Whether this was what led to their being on welfare, or was caused by their being on welfare, these were people who had very little respect for themselves. Exposure to the Silver Method brought about a dramatic change, as evidenced by standardized tests administered before and after the training. Statistically, a change like this could occur by chance only once in 100,000 times. The first and greatest change was in what psychologists call ego strength, the quality of being able to think for yourself, determine your own goals, and say what you feel. There was a dramatic elevation of ego strength. These 46 people also demonstrated a movement toward greater balance and self-control. Moral principles and religious commitment were brought more into everyday practice. The group became more ethical and trustworthy. These accomplishments are far beyond Jose Silva's original goals when he set out to devise a way for his children to improve their grades in school. But by learning the fully researched and proven Silva method and diligently practicing it, you too will be amazed by what you can accomplish.
This concludes Side 7. On Side 8, you'll discover how the Silva Method can help you use your mind to beat fatigue, relieve pain, and create a life of continuous good health.